here with Nathan Anderson, Mountain America Credit Union, and we're in New York City.
Yes, we
I think.
Are.
How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Good to be here.
Good to see you in person. The last time we spoke was years ago
via
Skype. So very cool to connect in person.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, we're kind of in the second and a half day of the show. What's your take on things so far?
It's been fantastic. As always, they bring in some really good thought leaders, focusing, it seems like now more than ever, on digital transformation and really making sure that as an organization or as an industry as a whole, that we're doing a better job of trying to see what our members' needs are and that we're adjusting with those and adapting to the changing technology. And so they've done a great job once again of bringing some really good people in.
Yeah, it's kind of cool how they bring outside people from the industry and bring it in, and they can kind of relate it to what we're doing.
We don't do that enough.
Exactly.
As an industry, we get so self-absorbed and self-focused that we can definitely stand to do that more often.
Yep. Hey, let's talk about something equally as cool here. You guys, you just told me that you are the number one SBA lending credit union in America.
Yeah.
Congrats. Well done.
Thank you very much. It's been a big focus of ours. We had a number of years ago looked at our membership and realized that we had a lot of members that own their own businesses, and there was a lot of demand and need for some assistance for small business lending. And a lot of the banks don't want to really get involved in the lower dollars. They have higher expectations for what they want.
Yeah.
And so for us, it's been many years now that we've been participating in SBA lending. And 2016, they just came out, the SBA just notified us last week and told us that once again, we're number one credit union in the country for both volume as well as for count on SBA loans for the year.
So you've won this before, I take
it? Yeah, this is like, about 9 or 10 years running now. So.
What? Oh, so this is nothing for you guys. This is kind of a status quo. A good status quo.
It is. A continued focus, right, of ours to make sure that we're providing this need. We see a big need, and I think as an industry, we can all serve small business better.
So do you have any tips or any advice for credit unions out there to kind of achieve this type of success that you guys, or is it just kind of like keep your nose to the grindstone, do what works best for the member, that type of thing? Or
well, I think as a whole, the industry, we've got to get a little bit more focused on doing it right.
Okay.
This is not something that you can just kind of dip your toe in. You'll experience losses and have problems.
Right.
You've got to make sure you have the expertise behind it to underwrite appropriately, to take the appropriate risk, and to help. With the SBA, of course, they do a great job of offering some guaranteed products that eliminate some of that risk if things are done the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, it's really been really a desire to find those members that have these businesses and meet their needs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is a rising trend right now. So, you know, small business, as we all know, kind of runs the country, is the kind of the economic engine. So it's important for folks like you to be out there for them.
Well, it is. And they mentioned again here at Think that as people retire over the next 10 years, the majority of them are saying retirement is really a transition from one job to another.
Mm-hmm.
And that second job they're talking about once they're in retirement is as a small business owner.
Right, right.
And so those needs are only going to increase.
Right.
And once again, if the banks aren't willing to, in many cases, provide products and services to meet that need, then it's a great niche and a great opportunity for us to do it.
Exactly. Step right in there. Yep. We'll be glad to help out.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Are there any trends or issues that credit unions need to be aware of when it comes to small business lending that kind of you guys are on top of?
Or? Well, I think at the end of the day, it comes back to what I mentioned earlier. You've got to make sure you have the expertise in-house.
Right.
If you're going to do it, there are great third-party partners, QSOs, that are out there that can help an institution get up and going and can assist with some of the duties and responsibilities, but you've still got to have competent people on your staff that really understand the business. You can't take someone who's been doing auto lending, for instance, and just throw them over here and say, go ahead, you're running business lending now, right? So you've got to have people that really understand the risks, how to make sure that they're underwritten properly, to work through the ordering of the appraisals and everything else, so that things are done right. With the SBA guarantees, if they're not done right, if they're not collected appropriately, if they're not being followed up on or processed right, then they can lose those guarantees as well. So at the end of the day, just like anything, they've got to make sure that they have the expertise and people who know what they're doing.
Indeed. Great message to end on. Nathan, thank you so much for stopping by, man.
Good to see you as always.
Good to see you.